9 African countries, including South Africa, Morocco, and Tunisia, have reached the global target the WHO set in May. Another trend pays 3 more African countries are set to hit that mark. While many African countries have speeded up COVID-19 vaccinations as vaccine shipments ramp up in August, 26 countries have used less than half of their vaccines. Dr. Mashidiso Mwasi, World Health Organization Regional Director for Africa, says as long as vaccination rates remain low, severe illness and death from COVID-19 could stay high.
As WHO, we're working tirelessly to support countries to hit the global target of fully vaccinating 10% of their populations by the end of September. We've just 1 month to go, and this must concentrate our minds in Africa and minds globally.
Mwasi, who was speaking as part of a recent online panel, says over 143 million doses of vaccine have been received in Africa. Just 39 million people, less than 3% of population, were fully vaccinated. That compares with more than 50% of residents in Europe and the United States who are fully vaccinated. One concern is inequity in the distribution of vaccines, Mwasi said, noting that Africa accounts for just 2% of 5 billion doses given globally. Mwasi commended the commitments of local and national authorities, communities and partners working hard to expand the rollout of COVID-19 vaccines across the continent. She says some countries were moving to vaccinate everyone over 18 years of age and using retired nurses and nursing students and partnerships with the private sector to reach targeted populations. Some countries are pushing vaccination points into hard-to-reach areas.
I encourage more countries to use micro-planning to guide vaccinators on where and when to provide vaccination services, and to inform communities of how they can access these vaccines. Overall, it's clear that dose sharing arrangements need to continue to be stepped up. Longer term, African countries are putting in place systems and hubs to produce vaccines locally. But to fast track the global recovery from this pandemic, international solidarity remains key.
Dr. Nicholas Cripps is Deputy Director General of National Health Insurance Department of Health in South Africa and spoke on the same panel. He says so far the country had administered 13 million doses of vaccines. Cripps said nearly 23% of the population has received at least a single dose and just over 14% of all adults are fully vaccinated. He says although the country continues to encounter challenges with vaccine supply, authorities are doing their best to ensure that 70% of the population get at least one dose before the end of the year.
Part of which are outreach and making vaccines more readily accessible to people, transport improvements, pop-up sites in villages and in malls and the taxi ranks. But part of it is also about making sure that we give the right information widely across the country. We have a lot of very suspicious people. The overarching, we have installed an electronic vaccine data. It makes it possible for people to register and to be scheduled for vaccines as of yet. And so slowly but surely, we find things that will improve the vaccination rollout.
COVID-19 cases are declining slightly in Africa, but remain high as increasing numbers of new cases are reported in Central, East and West Africa, push cases numbers up to nearly 215,000 in the week ending 29th August. Reporting for VOA, this is Mary Sotri in Jaso in the Ashanti region of Ghana.